Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
And we've got another great Army veteran holding on here to tell us how Fisher House helped him through his recovery. And we'll get to that in a quick moment, but I want to remind you the number is 888-294-8560 so you can donate and have it matched by Leonardo here on this kickoff of the Fisher House Radiothon. And apparently, Amber, I see that twinkle in your eye again.
I know, I got it again. Another great thing just came across my desk. Marianne from Alexandria donated $1,000.
Oh, Marianne, thank you so much.
And this is in memory of her husband, who was a veteran and sadly died from Agent Orange. So, Mary, thank you so much. Marianne, thank you so much.
Yeah, Vietnam vet. What a hero you were married to, and thank you for continuing his memory here. Do what you can. $1,000, phenomenal. $100, incredible. And all of it is matched this morning by our friends at Leonardo. 888-294-8560. Let's bring in Ben Breckheimer, Army veteran, and apparently quite the adventurer here. Let's hear first what happened. You also, Ben, apparently got hit with one of those diabolical IED devices. What happened? Where were you?
Yeah, I was in southeastern Afghanistan in Spin Boldak, and I was the rear vehicle in our convoy. And for whatever reason, driving, I was either too far to the left or too far to the right, maybe by like an inch from the vehicle in front of me, following their tracks. And unfortunately, I drove over a pressure plate, and it caused a blast to go off underneath me, and it did traumatic injuries to my lower legs, especially my lower right leg.
I want to cut to the chase here, so everyone knows the spoiler. You like climb mountains right now, right?
I do. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right.
So clearly the amazing recovery is just astounding and phenomenal. But it took a long time to get there, and it sounds like they basically had to reconstruct your leg here. Tell me about how long it took and how Fisher House helped you and your family.
Yeah, you nailed it. I was in a 4-year-long limb salvage recovery program, and that was just to be able to keep my leg, and I had to learn to walk and run again. Mm. And, you know, the Fisher House, in my time of need and my family's time of need, they stepped up right away and provided them and myself a place to stay as soon as I got discharged from the hospital. And just for them to ease that burden and provide lodging for us was a huge, huge relief to my family and I, because they had a lot on their plate, obviously, dealing with me. So that was more than an awesome feeling to know that they had my back. But then just seeing all the volunteers every day with a smile on their face, wanting to help you out in any way possible, was such an awesome feeling.
Yeah, that sense of community, I imagine, is really important when you're going through such a tough time. And Ben, you actually now work with the surgeon that saved your leg. Is that right? Tell us about that.
That is right. Yeah, wow. Dr. Joseph Hsu. I actually deployed with him for the first time in 2005 to Baghdad, Iraq, and worked with him. And then he found out that I was changing my job voluntarily to a cavalry scout. And he said, I hope I never see you on my operating room table. And lo and behold, 2009, I ended up on his operating room table. And he retired in 2013, and I got medically retired in 2013. And he said, if I ever needed a job, to come to Charlotte, North Carolina. And lo and behold, I work with him in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, that's an amazing story. Seriously, you got to say that God works in incredible ways here, Ben. And
yeah, I'm very blessed.
Can you even imagine, because I mean, you just detailed what kind of, 4 years of very, how many surgeries altogether for your leg?
I actually just counted recently, and it was well over 15.
Jeez. Wow. So can you even put yourself in a place where you can imagine what that might have been like if Fisher House hadn't been there to take care of all of the things, the meals, the lodging, in many cases, the travel for your family through all of those surgeries? I mean, what would that have been like without Fisher House?
You know, honestly, we'd probably still be recovering financially from that, because they would have had to come down as often as possible just to make sure I'm doing all right mentally and physically. So just to have that burden, financial burden, I think taken away would probably still impact us today if they hadn't.
Ben Breckheimer, he almost lost his leg in Afghanistan. He's now back, but he's back because of the incredible surgeons and the incredible technology that has advanced so much for injuries like this over the years, and certainly because Fisher House was there to help him and his family. Please honor his service and honor the work that he's done for our nation by giving whatever you can at 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560, especially when I hear this happens in Afghanistan, considering what happened this year. I think it's extra special, Ben, that we let you and all of your fellow Afghan vets know that we're never going to forget what you did for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Larry and Amber. It's an honor to talk to you guys.
888-294-8560. It's the Fisher House Radiothon.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.